We have a few clarifications to make about segments in last week's show. One regards our piece on a survey about George Washington, conducted for Washington College in Chestertown, Maryland. In our introduction, we stated that Washington College was the only college to which George Washington gave money in his lifetime. We received a number of letters begging to differ. Barry J. Levin of Ballachinwood, Pennsylvania, and a member of the Washington and Lee University class of 1968, wrote, "If you were to check the website for Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia, you would find the following information. In 1796, George Washington saved the struggling Liberty Hall Academy when he gave the school its first major endowment, $20,000 worth of James River Canal stock. The trustees promptly changed the name of the school to Washington Academy as an expression of their gratitude." And we received a number of nice letters about Andy Trudeau's Oscar music segments, but a few of you pointed out a mistake in last week's piece. Chris Menzel of College Station, Texas, wrote, "That solo flute in the music for Harry Potter was not a flute, it was a recorder. Andy Trudeau's comments were otherwise pitch perfect, but at that moment he developed a sudden case of tin ear." Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.